After Pan Am 103 blew up over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, European airports have increased their security. Many European governments used to manage their own airport security. They have now handed over the practice to private companies, many of the same companies that currently run airport security in this country. Chris Yates is aviation security editor for Jane's Transport magazine.
It very much depends on the country. In some countries, that is the case. It's essentially a public-private partnership for security, where the federal authorities, the government authorities, lay down certain regulations and provide certain levels of equipment and so on. And the private companies come in and provide the actual service.
And can anyone argue that the private companies are not doing as good a job as the government would have them do or would have done on its own?
You know, we hear that argument much less here in Europe than you perhaps do in the United States. Security is much tighter and has been right the way through since Lockerbie here in Europe. So many regulations have been brought into force. There are so many controls over the private companies that operate security and so on. I would hate to say that security here in Europe is foolproof, because security can never be foolproof, but it's getting pretty close to it.
And who pays for it? Does the airline passenger end up paying for the increased security?
The bottom line, of course, is that the airline passenger does pay. Let's talk for a moment about the United Kingdom. In the aftermath of Lockerbie, the UK came up with a set of legislation requiring airports and airlines to provide a certain level of security at their cost. Now, that cost is eventually passed on down the line to the airline passenger in the shape of, you know, a couple of dollars on the price of an airline ticket.
In Europe, do you find generally that the rate of pay for baggage screeners, security people at airports, is quite a bit higher than in the U.S.?
Significantly higher. You know, the General Accounting Office, the Congress oversight body, they did a comparison between U.S. and Europe and found that right across the board, Europeans were being paid substantially better. And that includes the benefit package and all of the rest of it. Therefore, the staff turnover levels were much less.
What about training? Could a security person, let's say from Atlanta, Georgia, move to your town, Manchester, England, and get a job, qualify for a job as a security person, a bag screener at the airport?
There's no reason why they couldn't, but they would have to undergo a fair degree of training before they will be accepted for that job. And I'm talking about several months of training, and I'm talking about on-the-job training as well. You know, for a period of time, they have to have some sort of supervision behind them. And they also use technology here that is coming in the U.S. fairly shortly, which essentially projects threat images onto an X-ray machine they might be using. And they're expected to pick up those threat images. It's a process called TIP, T-I-P. And if they don't, then they're taken offline and they're retrained.
Chris Yates, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Yates is an aviation security editor for Jane's. He spoke with us from his home in Manchester.